is Talk History.
I am your host, Lana. Matt.
And with me, as always, is my co-host, Lana. Matt.
Very good. Ad-libbed. Absolute gold.
So loud.
Podcast gold. Yeah, sorry about that, listeners, dear listeners.
Mm-hmm. Protect them eardrums.
Yeah. Yes.
So turn it down at the start and turn it back up now.
But you wouldn't have known that because we just told you now.
If you listen again, turn it down at the start.
Or if you accidentally
turn
skip
it back up.
40 seconds in.
No way is that 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you've never listened to the podcast before, we apologise. And
it doesn't always start
no,
like that.
No, never does. And what do we do? One of
we
us
oh, yeah. take turns to report on things from history. So we try to do something that's not quite as well known as big topics, shine some new light on things. Recently, we've been doing a little report each on a broader theme. So, but that's not the case today.
So we've recently done, we did photographs, we looked at the migrant mother photograph, we looked at the Atomicus Dali photograph, we looked at Che Guevara.
And Tankman.
And Tankman. And we've done space. Last week we did Civil War. Quite a downer. This week, it's Unsolved Mysteries number one. And we just got one report this week from myself.
Yep.
Because as I delved into it, it was quite a big topic.
Yep. But I've got one anyway.
Oh, for next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I might try and find a
small one. Stick around for them mysteries. What? Mine's a long one.
Oh, is it? Next week?
Really long
one. Oh, right. Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Yeah, so Unsolved Mysteries number two next week. But first up is my report. And it mm-hmm. is a something that you will have heard of. But I think it fits our podcast quite nicely because it's something that I've heard of. I know a little bit about, but I definitely don't know a lot about.
How old is it? The mystery.
Maybe I'd have to have a check, but I think about 300 years old, 250 years old.
Okay.
Maybe a bit longer, 400, where we're looking. Yeah, maybe a bit longer, maybe 350 years old.
What continent?
Well, do you have any ideas what this is? People who are listening already know, sorry to the title.
No.
Okay, what if I said America in the sort of age of discovery? Was that what it was called? I'll get on to it.
Do you want me to... is it to do with a colony?
Yes.
Is it a lost one?
Yes.
What is it called? Roanoke?
Yes. So this week we're, sorry listeners who've been listening for 3.5 minutes.
Such a good guessing.
We're going to look at the lost colony of Roanoke. So
I've heard this story before. Okay. Bizarre.
Bizarre. Okay.
Really odd.
Do you know a lot about it then?
Not really, because at uni we did the history of the Americas like first year. So we had three things we did in first year, and that was one of them. But you just get, like, one lecture on, like, a thing. So we had lecture on this.
Well, Queen Elizabeth, so the first.
I think she might be my favourite queen.
Oh.
No, I like Victoria.
Oh.
Did you know?
What?
I'm not sure where I heard it, so it doesn't matter. It's about Victoria being in a stage of mourning.
She wore black for the rest of her life or something.
Yeah, because she forgot, and other people wore black after her husband died because she didn't tell them that they could stop wearing black.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, on an ongoing period, everybody wore black. Wow. Anyway, back to Queen Elizabeth.
You do that anyway. You're not in mourning, are you?
I'm wearing blue.
It's a dark blue. Queen Elizabeth wanted to colonise North America.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man named Sir Humphrey Gilbert. You don't need to remember that name. But he had previously been in charge of this colonization effort, and he drowned on a voyage to Newfoundland.
Oh, so he was based in the...
So he was heading
England
over.
England coordinating it, and then he's actually...
He was...
Should probably coordinate from the spot.
Yeah. So Lizzie, as I now refer to her, that's Queen Elizabeth, transferred the charter for colonization over for colonizing North America to Sir Walter Raleigh.
Heard of him?
Yes.
Isn't that Raleigh?
Yeah, that's what I said. Rally. Rally car. So Walter Rally car, a new royal favourite at court. However, Lizzie would not let Rally car lead the expedition
himself.
Stop
calling him Rally car.
Rally.
Yeah, Rally.
Rally. Rally.
No, don't, because you don't say that right. You're putting on a weird accent.
Rally.
Stop
Obviously,
it.
You had
You're making it sound like Riley.
Riley.
Stop it.
Rally.
Yeah, just you call him Rally because you can't pronounce Rally. It.
He's a bit French.
No, he's
Walter.
Not.
I call him Walter. Walter obviously had to pick up... nope, that's not right. Had to pick where his settlers would land. I've added an extra word in there. I don't know where. I'm looking, I'm quite far away from the screen.
Yeah, you should zoom in.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Consider it zoomed. So, there's a North Carolina coast that sort of juts out into the Gulf Stream route that Spanish galleons took to bring gold and silver, I've written solver, it's not a word, from Mexico and Peru. So, there's this bit of, just off the coast, this sort of stream where the Spanish go.
Yeah.
In 1584, one English vessel arrived on the Carolina shores. The native peoples guided them to Roanoke Island, so it's in this area. They had a brief visit there, the Europeans. It had crops, game, and welcoming Native Americans. Sounds pretty mint.
That's what they're looking for, really. Especially them crops.
Yeah, some good, some fertile land, some... You know, good animals to shoot and hunt and eat. And some locals who are not going to try and kill you.
That is definitely what you want.
So Walter sent a military expedition there for 1 year. So they've sent this originally. They've come back, I think. And then he's said, okay, so now we need to, like, scan the area properly. He had named the new province Virginia in honour of Lizzie.
Because she was a virgin?
No. I don't
Why
think so.
Why would you name it Virginia in honour of Lizzie when her name's Elizabeth? You could have called it Elizabethtown. It's a film.
Ah, that's what...
Corners. What's it called? Movie Corner. Corner. There we go.
Orlando Bloom, Kirsten Dunst.
Yep. That's... I.e. me. Oh, yeah. A lot of people say I look like Kirsten Dunst. Or I used to before I had a brace.
So you're saying you have better teeth now than Kirsten
Dunst? No, I'm just saying we used to have the same teeth, but I've since moved mine.
What have they moved to?
They slotted
the other
in.
Side of your
they
face.
Were sticking out before.
You used to have a Tom Cruise central tooth,
I
and
did
we've
not.
Got that sorted out.
You had it in one picture
what?
Recently,
oh,
so
yeah. Tom
calm
Cruise,
down.
For those who don't realise, has, or at least had, a very prominent central tooth. Look it up. This isn't really very relevant, but I thought this was quite interesting. Ralph Lane was a name of a man, and he led...
Oh, but wait, do you know why it's called Virginia?
No.
Okay, carry on.
In my head, when I read it, it made sense to me, but now it doesn't. I'm not sure. Ralph Lane led this expedition. I'm sure people are screaming at us.
Well, we can tweet it.
Ralph Lane led the expedition, and he was a cousin of Lizzie's stepmom. Any idea who Lizzie's stepmom was?
I've just read it, so I'm not reliable.
Okay. Well, you are reliable. You're the most reliable.
Yeah, but it's got to be... Even if I hadn't have read it, I would know it was one of Henry's wives.
Henry VIII's wives. And it's Catherine Parr. Yeah, so
Is she the one who survived him?
Yes.
Too many Catherines.
Yeah, there's Catherine of Aragon, and then there's
Catherine
Howard.
Seymour.
Catherine's... Oh, no. Am I saying Catherine Howard? That's not right,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it is. So it was... It was Jane Seymour.
Yeah, so there was three Catherines. Yeah, so Catherine Powell was the very last one.
Oh, so she's a stepmom, yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Anne Boleyn was the one. Was the second one.
Beheaded.
Anne of Cleves. Oh, we named them all.
Wait, who's the first?
So I'm pretty sure it goes Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Jane Seymour, and then it's... I think it's Anne of Cleves, Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr.
I'm not sure about Anne of Cleves
as
and Catherine Howard. We've done this before.
I know
on
we did.
Here.
I feel like I got it right last time. So anyway, the aim was to determine this area's potential for profitable commodities and a base to attack Spanish shipping as well.
They're
having some
Spanish
issues with Spanish people at this time, the Brits.
Why?
They'll come back in. So it was actually 50. We're in 1584, so more than 400 years ago. Like I said, it was 250.
Your maths is not great.
No. The Roanoke Island wasn't quite as perfect as they'd hoped it would be. The shallow coastal waters, unsuitable for warships, for example. But it was still a pretty decent area. They were hoping
to need warships for. They wanted to build a port.
Attacking, yeah, the Spanish ships.
Why do they want to attack the Spanish? What are they doing?
They've just got issues with them at this time. We'll get on to it. Walter wanted a detailed report on the venture. They were hoping for investment in the settlement. So he sent John White. Mm-hmm. Easy name to remember. John.
They were
White.
All like that, though. Yeah. Like
John Smith comes
in
into it later on.
Yeah, they've all got... And then in Pocahontas 2, she's got another John on the go.
Really?
I think it's another John or another something similar.
Isn't it like in real life, John Smith, like... Was not very nice to her. Okay. So, John White, good guy, was an artist.
Oh, I love an artist.
And he went with this initial expedition.
Was he going to paint it?
He did watercolour drawings of the flora, the fauna, the natives.
Oh, he's good, isn't he, John White?
Yeah.
Good name for an artist as well, a colour.
Oh, very good. Also, a Cluedo character. Good name for a Cluedo character, John White. On Roanoke Island, with the
apps. I was just about to do that.
So
I was trying to think of the things, but all I could think of was the candlestick one.
The candlestick one would have been better. Axe I just made up. So we're digressing a lot today. So Walter also sent the mathematician and scientist Thomas Harriot to spend the year there as well, making navigational charts, learning the Algonquian, that's definitely how you say that, language.
No, that's right.
From Mantio, who's a noble from the friendly coastal Croatian tribe. Croatoan. Croatoan.
Anyway.
I'm looking it up because that's
might come in
handy soon.
Croatoan.
Ah, Croatoan. Of course it is.
That sounds good.
Croatoan.
Croatoan
tribe.
I
knew it was something like that. So, Thomas Harriot, he's just another guy, and he's learning from Mantio, who is a noble in this Croatoan tribe who live nearby. And he's also collecting samples to test the mineral and pharmaceutical value as well.
That seems very advanced.
So they're doing tests and checks, and this is what I thought, because I put a lot of like it. Because I think I sort of assumed it was more slapdash. They'd choose
I
a place.
They were like, there's a field, we can grow potatoes, we're good.
Yes. That's what I thought. You'd pack a ship with people and just be like, go on, son.
Oh, no, they had to find it first, so you can't
yeah,
just
no,
pack
no,
people
I know.
On
I mean, find
ship.
The place and then just be like, get everyone on.
It's like when you're moving house, you go and find the house first, have a look round before you take the kids.
Oh, you don't just pack
in.
Your car.
Yeah.
Be like, off we go. Take months. So by spring 1586, Lane's team had ever shrinking supplies and the locals were becoming more hostile towards them. So in a lot of the articles I read, they were just like, this year expedition was sort of cut short, the locals were a bit hostile to them. It was because the Europeans killed their chief.
Oh, right.
So, makes sense, really. Yeah. But people seem to miss that.
Hostilities expected.
They were desperately waiting for more
so
supplies.
So where was that?
This was on Roanoke Island.
But when?
1586. So
was this 2 years
there.
Later?
It was, they went in 1580. The original ship went in 1584. That just saw it came back. And then this expedition went sometime afterwards. So
right,
I don't think they made it to the full year, but... They were there for quite a while.
Right.
So it's 1586. They're going to have to return because they need more supplies.
They've run out of stuff and the hostility.
Sir Francis Drake and his fleet had been sacking some Spanish cities in the Caribbean, as you know. It's the Caribbean. And they gathered outside the banks of Roanoke and the idea was they would give you supplies over to the people.
What, they've been ransacking?
So they'd ransack, they would just happen to be in the area, essentially.
But they'd ransack Spanish cities?
Yeah, down in the
right,
Caribbean.
Yeah.
So then they were coming up to come back to the UK, and they gathered outside Roanoke, like in the, obviously mm-hmm. they can't go quite there because it's shallow waters.
Yeah.
But before he could assist the colony, a hurricane damaged the fleet. Lane reluctantly accepted Drake's offer to return to England. So I didn't get any more information on that, but I'm guessing that some of the ships got damaged. Maybe they lost supplies. They were just like, probably we want to go home. Deaths. Yeah, so
it's not really working out on Roanoke.
Yeah, so Drake's like, I'm just getting back. Like, are you coming with me or not? So
probably a good person to go back with, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's got all the supplies.
So they got back. Happy as Larry. That's two expeditions down.
Yes, yeah, so the first one to do one. The research initially, and then the second one further research.
Yeah, proper research. Do some paintings, you know. Mm. John wasn't actually there the whole... John White, the artist, was only mm-hmm. there for the very start. He wasn't there the whole time. In the winter of 1586 to 87,
mm-hmm.
John White, the mm-hmm. artist, offered to lead a civilian colonial expedition to Virginia. So he hadn't been there, like I said, during the sort of pretty scary end of the mission.
Yeah.
He'd only been there for the first initial weeks.
Seems a bit silly to send him then.
Why?
For him to lead people. Because he might not have all the knowledge of what happened after he left.
Yeah.
He might still view it as all hunky-dory, but it's not. Well, yeah,
exactly. That's might be why he said he'd go. From what I can gather, most of the group who went with him on the voyage were from London, were of middle class or artisan backgrounds. And entire families went, and others individuals went waiting, saying, my family will come later, sort of thing. Expecting
him
to come
away.
And
he must have sold it as like a big dream.
Yeah, dream holiday. It's like when you move to Australia, isn't it?
Yes.
But it was a huge risk, obviously. And apparently, I've read that economic opportunity was probably the main reason for people deciding to emigrate. Though religious freedom may have also been important, I'm assuming, because you've had Reformation, thanks. Yeah, and like the Counter-Reformation, you're going through some religious stuff, like over these.
But they moved over, and it was very religious when they moved over in the colonies, wasn't it? But they didn't go religion-free. They'd set up like churches and stuff.
If there's 300 of you and 50 of you are like, I'm Catholic, 50 of you are Protestant.
You're going to get on rather than clash.
I don't know what the other 200 are, but...
200 are atheist.
Yeah. August 1587, so he's decided this, the winter 1586-7, and then August 1587, 115 English settlers arrived off the coast of what is now North Carolina, on Roanoke mm-hmm. Island. Apparently White, who was going to be the governor of the new island, and the captain of the ship, don't know his name, had an argument. White later reported that Walter Raleigh-Carr had instructed him to take the settlers north of the deep water Chesapeake Bay, which Lane, the original guy, mm-hmm. had thought would be a better base for privateers and close to the mountain sources of copper and maybe gold and silver. So he's trying to take them inland a bit further.
Yeah.
But the captain seemed like he wasn't bound by these orders because he did not take them any further.
Right, so he didn't. It's like he a bit like, further north or whatever. Yeah. He's like, I'm going to drop you here.
He was like, I'm done here. So you sort yourselves out. The Roanoke settlement, because there was a settlement sort of there, because people had lived there for almost a year, whatever. It was empty. The fort was in ruins, and the mainland Native Americans, as we say, were hostile mm-hmm. to them. Also, apparently, an accident in landing led to the spoilage of much of the food supplies.
Not a great start.
Not a great start at all. So they repaired some of the existing cottages, mm-hmm. built some more cottages, and it was agreed that they need some help. So, and they needed to appeal to Sir Walter for this. Walter.
How come?
Raleigh. Because he was the man who could gain more, funding back at home, send over more supplies sort mm-hmm. of thing, because they're sort of just living...
Stuck.
Yeah.
In limbo.
Yeah, a little bit. They need supplies, they need just a little bit more help. And the man for the job to go and speak to Walter was Governor John White, which I think quite interesting because he's your governor. Like, he's the guy in charge of the of your new colony, and you're sending him away for however long to try and get you more supplies.
Good point. He should have sent his advisor.
Yeah. He's also just an artist, though, isn't he? But
I know, but now he's got new responsibilities. Yeah, it does seem bizarre for him to just leave.
So, John, I've written it, he's got a boring English name. Obviously, we already know that. He sailed back to England later that year. They needed fresh supplies. And he left his wife, his daughter, and his infant granddaughter. Her name was Virginia Dare. She's quite famous, actually. And she was the first English child born in the Americas.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
Have you?
Yeah.
Ooh. So, our boy John White saw Virginia's birth. Also, she's called Virginia, like the place, I just realised.
Yeah, well, she'll have been named after her.
Yeah, I didn't realise that. And he also oversaw the induction of Manteo. Do you remember Manteo? The native leader of the
Croatoan,
thanks. Tribe, and he
I knew you'd forget that.
Was inducted as Lord of Roanoke.
Apparently. Oh, that's nice. They're trying to rebuild the relationships.
Yeah, and Manteo, I read later, had actually twice travelled to London and served as an essential guide, interpreter, and diplomat for the English. So he has got connections to the English. John White, his voyage back home to England was no fun. Apparently, he was captured by French pirates and seriously wounded in a fight.
Pirates were big at this time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm, might come up next week.
Oh, really? Mm. Oh, that's exciting.
Only one pirate.
Okay. Blackbeard.
No.
Long John Silver.
No.
Jack Sparrow.
No.
The one with the squiggly face.
David Jones.
David Jones.
No.
His locker.
No.
His hat.
No, his face, no.
His face.
No, no, no.
As John White arrived home, as he was getting home, not maybe when he landed, a major naval war.
What do you mean landed?
So, because when I first read that, I thought it meant he got home, he was on land in England, and then they're like, big war, happening now. I'm a news person, by the way, in this reenactment. But I think it was as he was sort of getting nearer to Europe, the major naval war broke out between England
and Spain
and España.
No, España.
No, España. España and England had a war.
You're not Spain. Even
funny. Spain and England. Oh, is that your throat?
Yeah.
Spain and England had a war. Do you know this war?
Spanish Armada.
Yes. But it's weird because we call it sort of like the Spanish Armada, but the Spanish Armada is just the name of the Spanish Armada, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
but
England's
like
war with the Spanish Armada.
So when we did Civil War last week, there's like the Genpei War, but it's also known as the Jisoji War.
But the Spanish Armada were around before this.
But that's
like
American Vietnamese War.
It is. Yeah.
They know it as Vietnamese War and they know it as American War. These things happen, man.
I know. So Queen Elizabeth I called on every available ship to confront the mighty Spanish Armada. And like I said, we studied that at school. I wrote on it.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a royal order to stop all shipping because of the Armada threat. So I think that's related. I think so they're interlinked. So
yeah, because
we're
you
stopping.
Can't
you
go
can't
on
ship.
A ship.
You can't go shipping.
You
so
can't send
we need
any supplies to Roanoke.
Yes.
We can't send anyone to
exactly.
Roanoke at this time.
Wow, you should be like a public announcement.
I sure
like on the train line.
If there's a future war, I'll be like, no more ships.
No more
sailing
to Roanoke.
To Roanoke.
The next ship to Roanoke has been cancelled.
The next ship to Roanoke to be confirmed.
Oh, that must be so frustrating. It wasn't until August 18th, 1590... that White returned to Roanoke. So he'd left.
Oh, God.
In 1587? Yeah, because
they
arrived
years.
August 1587.
Long time.
And he went back.
No supplies.
I like that he got back in August as well. So he's pretty much. He landed. I'm not sure when he left. It wasn't long after. So it's just another 3 years, basically.
Yeah.
At least 2.5.
How long does the journey take?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Thank you.
Didn't it used to take 3 months to get down to Australia? From my I'm trying to think of anything.
I reckon like 2 months.
I think it took, yeah, because in 1920s, I think it took 6 weeks. Yes, maybe. I've seen the film Brooklyn where they go from Ireland over to, or maybe it's from Liverpool, I don't know, to New York on the ferry. And that takes, I think, 6 weeks. So
let's,
it's a while.
Say 2 or 3 months.
It's a while. And this is back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Imagine if you was on a ship for 3 months.
Oh.
Unbearable.
I'd be watching the cinema. I'd be playing cards.
You'd be seasick.
I'd be seasick. Constantly. So, he's arrived back, Roanoke. He's gone. Hello!
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! I'm home. I'm family.
Hey, honey.
And nobody has returned. He's Yoo-hoo. White found no trace of the colony or its inhabitants, also known as inhabitants. And found few clues. Why?
This moment. All right. Okay. Sorry. Serious.
Yes. And found few clues to what might have happened. He and his sailors. He didn't go on his own, obviously, on the big boat.
Clearly.
They saw fresh footprints apparently on the Roanoke beach. I read that on one account. A single word. Croatoan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Was carved into a wooden post.
Were there no Croatoan tribe, Native Americans there?
Maybe we'll get back to that.
Okay.
I think this was a note for the English to watch out for the Croatians in the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
That is a terrible... You're full of
I'm
these
really
terrible
glad I wrote
jokes
that down.
Today.
This was actually something White remembered later, the Croatoan, not the FIFA World Cup. Originally, he had said that he saw C-R-O carved into a tree, and then he later saw the full word on a gatepost. So he saw crow, and then he went a bit further, and on a gatepost he saw Croatoan, and that
but
was
that could be left over from when the tribe were there, lived there as well.
They didn't live there in the same area exactly. They lived a bit further away, and Croatoan was obviously the name of Mantios, supposedly friendly tribe.
But the English were also supposedly friendly and they killed their chief, so...
Yes.
Just...
So...
I'd say it's pretty even right now.
Apparently, this is something I didn't... So I knew quite a lot of this so far. This I've just got this all from my brain so far. So apparently, Croatoan, like carving it out, was a prearranged code, which I didn't realise. So if the settlers were to leave the island, they should carve their destination into a tree or post. Adding a cross to this would mean that they left in an emergency. And there was no cross or sign of distress next to Croatoan. However, the post it was carved on was part of a defensive palisade thrown up after White had left, which was a clear sign that the settlers had prepared for an enemy attack.
Interesting. But the enemy doesn't have to be Croatoan tribe.
No, it doesn't. So they've, so in terms of the code, it's just saying that's where we've gone.
Yeah, but it's on a defensive.
But it's on a defensive
piece of wood.
Yeah, which wasn't there when he left. So White and his team decided to sail south to the tribe's centre near Cape Hatteras. Don't know if that's pronounced it. Once aboard the ship, however, the stormy weather forced them further and further north. Until there was no option but to return home to England.
Gosh.
So on returning to England, he found Sir Walter Raleigh, the colony's wealthy patron, as we said. And he was busy organising a new venture in Ireland. Without the deep pockets to finance a transatlantic expedition on his own, White never returned to America. The 115 colonists, including Eleanor and Virginia Dare, his daughter and granddaughter, were all but forgotten, marooned on a distant shore. No English ship ever reached Hatteras at the time. The Spanish apparently sailed past the Outer Banks and apparently saw natives waving and making music on American, European-style musical instruments.
Really?
take from that. What do you think about that then?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't. It was 400 years ago. It's hard to say.
I'm just giving you a little bit of information. I'm just teasing the information out, you see.
I thought it was unsolved.
It is, but there's other theories, which we'll get to in a minute.
Yeah, that they live with the Croatoan tribe, were adopted into their family.
Maybe. Or maybe other things. 2 decades later, the English established their first permanent beachhead in the Americas, 100 miles to the north on the James River in Virginia. Captain John Smith, the leader of the Jamestown colony, and they heard some other rumours. They heard from the Native Americans that men wearing European clothes were living on the Carolina mainland west of Roanoke and the Croatoan Islands. Tales of mass slaughter and an enslaved young maid circulated in London and in Jamestown at this time. Search parties, however, never found any physical proof of the colonists' fate. So, there was talk about... A lot of people have clung to this idea of it was Virginia Dare. It was this, like, the young maid. Infant. So, we're going a bit... We're going to get... Now we're going to sort of come towards the theories. End okay. So, in 1993... There was a hurricane, and large amounts of pottery and other remnants of a Native American village were revealed. This is down on the islands, I think. And since 2013, a team of archaeologists have uncovered a variety of old world objects mixed in with the Native American artifacts in the heart of the village, which is the I think the Croatoan village. So there's European copper, a bit of a rapier, you know, like a knife, a barrel of a gun, a lead shot, a piece of drawing slate with its lead pencil. This may have belonged to John White when he went down there originally to do his sketches and stuff. And he may have
that
left
could be
it.
A stretch. He could have left it when he left originally. He could have given it to that's them I mean. If they had a good when relationship, went... so it doesn't mean that...
No, that's what people... The one theory is that it was when he went to do the first expedition.
Oh, that they picked it up then when it was abandoned for a little while.
Yeah. Or, alternatively, it may have belonged to the lost colonists. But a lot of the stuff that is apparently Elizabethan era is that's been found is apparently... it's found amongst later stuff, like more than half a century later, like coins or whatever.
Oh, so they've been accruing stuff.
So, yeah, so perhaps the children or the grandchildren of the settlers kept it, or it may have come later on through trade with England. So they sort of, you find all this pottery from around the area and stuff from around that era, and you're like, oh, this could be it. But also it could have come before with John White, like the sketch stuff. Yeah. Or it could have just come a bit later, because they were there not long later. And trade really, like, picked up in between them. Animal bones that were found as well suggest a dietary switch in the Croatoans, or the people who live there, from fish and turtles to deer and birds, which may mean that the indigenous people were using European guns.
I'm glad they stopped eating fish and turtles.
But that's sort of hints, again, either way, really, but potentially to the colonist being there.
And that's off animal bones?
Yeah.
It's not from Croatoan remains?
No, it's from animal bones they found this. So, over the last 400 years, there's been lots of investigations into it, and a lot of wild speculation about what's happened. There's been a lot of theories, but there's been some a chance discovery at the British Museum has led to a bit of a clue of what might have happened. And we'll get onto that in a minute. A bit of tease. Bit of sizzle. So, it does remain unsolved, but here are our theories. Yep. Right, for theory number one. White murdered them all. I made that up before I read anything. I don't have any evidence.
No.
Out of 10.
No way.
No out of 10. Okay.
Because there'd be remains of the bodies. There'd be piles. There's 115 of them.
You might have chucked them in the ocean. I'd say an oven then. In the ocean.
Is there an oven big enough?
But there were other people with him, so they had to all be in on it.
Yeah, that's a big no for
me. It's a big no out of 10.
He wanted it to work. He was going back for supplies. Fair.
I've just made that up before I read it.
He wouldn't have come back. Come on, Matthew. Only make up solid ones.
It was an inside job. Somebody purposely spilt all the food when they originally got there.
No.
I also made this up.
I know. I can tell you made this up because it's another bad theory.
I think that's a good theory. I have no proof of it, but a lot of food was spilt and later they all died.
Why would they spill the food, though? What are the reasons for killing all them people? It's random people, Matt. It's not like all someone's enemies, is it?
Alright, you've got me on those two so far. The island is a bit like the island from Lost, where strange things happen. So whenever someone leaves the island, it removes all traces of anything connected to them. Hence why, when the original explorers left and then White came back, there was nothing there. And then when White left the second time he came back, he returned to nothing. Spooky. What do you think?
No.
None out of 10?
None out of 10.
Well, you're really knocking these quality theories.
Later, people came and then they went and came back and there were still things there.
It only took place in the 16th century. The curse.
Well, you've just added that onto your theory. You can't.
You can add things onto your theories.
No.
I can't believe none of my three theories.
Theories.
Theories have been impressive to you.
No, sorry. So get here we the good ones.
Right.
The official ones.
The official ones. So when we think of social and demographic calamities, apparently there are traditionally four general possibilities.
Yeah, can I guess them?
Go on.
The number one is that they are killed. All murdered.
War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two is that they were adopted into the Croatoan tribe.
No, but I mean, this is for all social and demographic calamities.
Oh, right, okay.
So in general.
Starvation.
Famine.
Yeah, we'll have that.
We'll have that.
Yeah. So, war, famine, natural disaster. Hurricane. Wipes them all out.
No. Death is one.
Well, I'm having that then. Well, death, they've all died.
Yeah. But I feel like that's a strange one because that feels separate because it's war, famine.
And death comes from them.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. It doesn't feel like it should be the fourth one.
War, famine, death, and... Could I guess it?
Yeah. But not what it says on here, but another synonym of it. What else causes people to die? Especially lots and lots of people.
Disease.
Yes, so it's pestilence, it says on here. But yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that word. I've never heard of it.
I had to look it up. So yeah, and apparently it's probable that all four brought the Elizabethan Virginia to an end.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, actually.
Death.
Yeah, it's essentially death.
War, famine, and pestilence.
Yeah, famine, they're struggling anyway. They ain't got any food. Disease, they've got nothing to prevent. Like, if somebody gets a disease, there's nothing to prevent them dying from it because they've got no supplies,
and death.
No medicine.
And death
in a
is
weird
just people
place.
Dying.
I reckon it's damp.
it's damp, cause.
Yeah, and war, they had that defence thing. Yeah,
so,
good.
That's just traditionally there for
possibilities.
Yeah. So the Croatoans, obviously, were the native tribe.
Oh, it could have been adopted into the Croatoans.
Yeah.
So they could have lived.
So yeah, maybe it wasn't a calamity.
Mm.
So there's a theory that the colonialists were killed or abducted by the Croatoans. That's the most obvious theory when you see it.
But they don't have to be abducted. They could have been welcomed in with open
exactly.
arms.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, like I said, I've written a theory here, which I think, having done more reading, a lot of people think that rather than the writing in the tree, that it was them who killed them. It was the colonialists saying to John White, "This is where we've run to. We're running out of resources. We've gone to these Croatoans because they're going to give us supplies and they're going to give us aid." Some people apparently think that the Roanoke colony tried to sail back to England and got lost at sea. What do you think about that? I couldn't find any evidence to do that. Sunk somewhere in the ocean.
No, but the ship to get on.
They might have built it. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, then it will have sunk, won't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure entirely. There's other theory that the colonists died at the hands of Spaniards who had marched up from Florida. So apparently we do know that the Spanish never found the colony.
I also think that there would have been something left.
Yeah.
With that one.
Yeah. So it's a weird theory because it said this was a theory, but we know that the Spanish never found them.
So it's not a theory.
But we do know, this links into other theories, that they were afraid, they had a fear of a Spanish threat, which might have caused them to move westward.
Or build the defences.
Yeah. And move west.
Yeah, I think that's not reliable because there would have been something left. It seems like they packed everything up and left.
Yeah.
For there to be no trace of anything.
Exactly.
So if they were wiped out by the Spanish, everything would have been left as it is. Yeah, they would be like, we've killed all these bodies, now let's move them. Now let's pack up all their stuff. Now let's remove all trace of them.
So we know that didn't happen, but it's just interesting to know that they were afraid of the Spanish, and so that might have caused them to move.
Yeah.
John White himself thought that a move 50 miles further up into the main had been intended. So he himself...
And that was the argument with the captain.
Thought that was a possibility, yeah. Another option is that they moved inland and were absorbed into a friendly tribe.
Yeah, that was my theory.
That was your theory. There were even attempts in the last decade, like recently... Mm-hmm. To discover if people are actually descendants of the Roanoke colony.
Seriously, that's cool.
In 1587, the nearby mainland natives were hostile, though. Very hostile.
Mm.
So it seems unlikely that they would have gone inland and been welcomed. I read that...
I reckon they would have sent Virginia Dare in first and they would have been like, she's so cute, welcome all.
I read that soon after this, they arrived on Roanoke, the body of an Englishman who went crabbing was found full of arrows and mutilated. So I don't know if this is an Englishman
from
that they know, or just a random Englishman. And this local threat might have been another reason for the colonists to leave Roanoke.
Yeah, but this doesn't add up to the Croatoan one on the piece of wood.
Well, if they're fearing the inland tribes, they might have gone to Croatoan.
Oh, yeah. Potentially. Yes. That's a good point.
I'm just thinking, what if just, like, one kid was just, like, just putting... Oh, like, the Croatoans... Yeah, the Croatoans are there just, like, chilling out with them, and then one kid is teaching other kids Croatoan on a tree, and that's what we've spent the last 400 years
but
like.
But adults would stop them. Be like, no, that's a bad sign. We need to dispose of this.
Maybe. What if they just did it in the... away from them all, but then I still don't know what happened. So, the colony apparently, with White gone and they had little reserves left for the winter, would have had no real leverage either to convince native tribes to share. Yeah. 17 years later, as we said, the English arrived and founded, settled at Jamestown, and famine there would cause.
Yes.
What is known as the starving time.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And during that time, Native Americans refused to sell them food.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So maybe something similar happened, where famine struck.
Yeah, I think this is a combination of things, and then whoever's left has gone to seek help from...
But the Native Americans might refuse.
Yeah, but I also think that like if there's famine and disease and people are dying, and... whilst they're in the colony, the colonists are more likely to bury them, so there would be no trace, and then they just like get a small selection of whoever's left and be like, right, let's go and try and find help from the Croatoans.
Okay.
And they pack everything up and leave the sign for Croatoan.
Okay. Also at Jamestown, disease, even the plague, would consistently sap the strength of the people there. So infectious disease may have had an impact in Roanoke.
I think that's a big one.
No human remains or burials were seen by White or his men. And they spent hours there on the island before leaving. So apparently it seems likely that the survivors split into two or more groups. One may have waited for supply ships among the Croatoan tribe. And the others might have sailed 50 miles westward to, you know, inland like White originally hoped they would. And the Jamestown colonists did hear secondhand stories about a few survivors from Roanoke living amongst the tribes in the interior.
Oh, really?
But these stories were never confirmed. So there's a lot of rumours that have gone around, and obviously we have our theories about...
It's a rumour mill.
About, did they go to Crotones? Were they attacked? Mm-hmm. Were they dying? Were they looking for food? Did they go inland? Developments since. Since 1587. This is recently. So in 2012, the First Colony Foundation, who are some historians and stuff who research it, they asked the British Museum to examine some paper patches on a map. And a map actually drawn by John White for the expedition, I think, for Walter Raleigh.
Cool.
Because I think one guy realised that when he shone a light beneath the map, he could see something, like, but he couldn't tell what it was. It'd been like covered over, essentially. Okay. So beneath one patch, as I said, when he shone the light of it, there was the symbol of a Renaissance fort. So upon the patch's surface was the faint image of a fortified town, perhaps drawn in invisible ink. So there's a town hidden on this map. The patch was located at the west end of the Albemarle Sound, which is about 50 miles from Roanoke Island. And it said 50 miles inland from Roanoke. So...
Why would they then cover it up?
Exactly. I don't know. So it's a hidden island, hidden town. So they sort of looked into this and they found that no such... They couldn't find a fort in that area, basically. But the teams who were digging, you know, archaeologists, historians, found metal objects and Tudor period domestic pottery in one spot adjacent to a contemporary Algonquian village. I don't know if you say how you say that, but a Native American village. And apparently that the pottery that they found there wouldn't have been carried by Lane and White on the first expedition in 1585 or 6.
It was more for people setting up shop, like moving.
I can't remember exactly why. I think I get onto it why. But so this area became known in 2015 as Site X for unknown, and was the probable location of at least a few members of the Lost Colony for a limited period of time. And they were sort of looking into this more when I read this article. So the reason why the ceramic pottery wasn't from that first one, this is proper time team. Oh, I've said that there now. I feel like we're on time team. It was called Border War or Borderware, which was the name of the like type of ceramic pottery. And from early English settlements such as Jamestown, Borderware made up a hefty percentage of the pottery that they had, but over time that percentage rapidly declined. So by the time the English colonists arrived in the sort of area that was 50 miles inland in about 1660, Borderware was relatively rare. So they wouldn't, and
they
yet in that area, like when we found today, it was really common finding that there. So it's
unlikely. They will have brought it to Roanoke with them, because that was years before.
Yeah, so years. So they would have had it in 1587 when they went to Roanoke. Mm-hmm. That type of pottery is very common. But then when the colonists eventually made it to what Site X is now, inland, in 1660-ish,
they wouldn't have had it.
Or they wouldn't have had a lot of it, but there's a lot there, apparently.
Oh, interesting.
So it's still sceptical, but there's a possibility that some people
It's probably like the best link they've
there,
had in
yeah.
400 years, though.
Yeah. And apparently many Native Americans actually, this sort of goes in the face of other things I've read, but actually accepted outsiders and assimilated them quickly into their tribes. And it's perhaps that's what happened with the colonists. And when the explorer John Lawson, I read, visited the area in 1701, so like 100 years later, he'd heard that the Hatteras Indians had claimed that several of their ancestors were white people the truth is of which is confirmed by grey eyes being found frequently among these Indians and no others. So the idea that they got assimilated into this tribe, and people have looked into this since and been like, it's really difficult because this tribe assimilated with this tribe, and then potentially their own Roanoke people assimilated.
You can't trace it.
Because and
it's moving around a lot and stuff.
Yeah, it's a melting pot essentially. But the possibility of the pottery might have been from in my head, when I read it the first time, I was more convinced by it, but now I'm less convinced by it.
Oh no, I'm convinced. I think that was from them.
But it's difficult, as we said. And later on, the Croatoans moved inland themselves, and the black and the white and the native people sort of became one big melting pot. Interesting.
I don't like that term.
Melting
Did you read
pot.
That?
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
By the late 19th century, this is just an interesting other point. A popular myth imagined Virginia Dare as a beautiful, blonde-haired and blue-eyed virgin in a wilderness filled with dark savages. So this was she was used by white supremacists in the Jim Crow era, in Jim Crow South, as this like powerful symbol, like white supremacist.
Are they joking? Because she's probably in the Croatoan tribe.
Well,
so...
yeah, so if she did live to have a family of her own, the most likely descendants of this, you know, this... this image that they have of her are actually African Americans now living in that area.
I'm not a fan of that.
So it's just in like the irony of them choosing her to be like their symbol, and all her descendants, if she does have some, if she survived, would be African Americans. Bizarre.
How would they be African Americans?
Because it was to do with the different tribes and different people who assimilated together at that time.
But when did they start the slave trade to America?
A little bit later.
So.
But it still would, apparently.
Oh,
that's what I read.
Through them,
yeah, because
it
was a whole lot of paragraphs about.
Oh, yeah, I just couldn't get my head around that.
Because there was some woman who is part of a Native American tribe still, and she's like in charge of it, and she was speaking to this person recently, and she called herself something something Dare Bowles or something was her surname.
Really?
And she was like she was showing like book of all her ancestors, and like one of them was like clearly like black, and then the next one was like looked more Native American, and like, and this was like my great granddad, this was my great great granddad, and then she was like, my great great grandma is Virginia Dare. So
really?
That's what she thought. So
interesting.
Yeah. So there are all the theories. That's all the information I could
on
the lost colony of Roanoke. It's not quite as spooky as I thought it was.
It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. But
it's a bit spooky that there were nothing there.
It is a bit like when you first hear that one, that he returned and then there was just nothing, just this word like carved into.
He must have been freaking out. Bless him, John White.
But I think like he was like, oh no, they've gone. But I don't think he was completely bamboozled. He was like, they've gone to the Croatoan. And maybe that's just all what happened. They went to Croatoans and got assimilated.
He died without knowing, though.
We're all going to die without knowing.
Oh,
probably.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
But it's not our family.
No.
Potentially. Could be descendants.
Potentially, yeah. But that's the lost colony of Roanoke. There is actually a Matt's TV corner.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know what I'm going to say? I've not looked into this at all. I should have looked if... I'm sure there's a film. I'm sure there's a horror film about Roanoke.
I don't know what you're going to say about
TV. I believe there is a season of the American Horror Story called American Horror Story Roanoke.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
I've never fancied watching that.
No, me neither.
Yeah, it's not for me, but I guess for other people, it's good.
Just search Roanoke movies, and it's currently Roanoke, like, films that are currently showing in Roanoke, Virginia. That's not what I wanted. But
it's a good mix of films, isn't there?
Oh,
good choice in Roanoke.
Get yourself down to Roanoke.
Yeah, watch a film or
There is actually a lot of, if you go there, I think there's a lot of tourist stuff, maybe.
Yeah, there will be.
Yeah. But that's Roanoke.
Very good.
Next week we got a a podcast of an unsolved mystery relating to a pirate.
Potentially, we don't know.
Bluebeard.
No.
Redbeard.
No.
John Whitebeard. Oh.
No. Well, it's been lovely.
Yeah. I'm glad. I thought it has as well. So give us a review if you want. Give us a subscribe. Give us a like. What are you laughing at?
Facial on, expression.
The podcast app on iTunes, yes, on please. Whatever you're listening to us on, maybe Podbean.
You can get in touch with us at, if you're an email kind of person, it's idiothistorypod@gmail.com. If you're a tweeter, it's @idiothistorypod. And for Instagram and our Facebook page, it's @idiotstalkhistory.
Yeah, just search Idiots Talk History. We'll find you. You'll find us.
Definitely.
You'll see all our photos and stuff from our previous podcast. You'll see some photos of us visiting places we've mentioned on the podcast.
Yes, there's some more photos to come out I've got a bit behind, but I had a busy week at work. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
And come back next week for Lorna's report on unsolved mysteries.
Ooh.
We will speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.